Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 68th San Sebastian Film Festival, and we are in a conversation via Zoom with Thomas Winterberg, director of Druk, Another Round, a movie in competition here in San Sebastian with Mads Mikkelsen as a leading star. I think we can say hello to Thomas Winterberg now. Mr. Winterberg, thank you very much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for being with us today. My first question would be, how do you feel about this film being selected by Cannes? Cannes didn't happen in May. Now, San Sebastian, you are able to be here. How do you feel about all this surrounding this film?
I'm super disappointed that I cannot be in San Sebastian. I've heard so much good about this festival, and I've heard so much good about this town, and I was looking so much forward to it that... That's very disappointing, but I guess that's the circumstance of our life right now, and we have to accept that.
We heard in the press conference today that Druk is a very special film for you in many circumstances. What place do you think this film occupies in your filmography? I mean, how does it fit into your career?
Well, I think that would be very different depending on who you ask. In my life, this will be the most important film I've ever made because of what happened in my life. But that's a private venue, I guess.
I know.
For people from outside, I guess it will look... what I've heard, I don't know. It's very difficult for me to answer that. But people say it's very much a Winterberg movie, whatever that is. I think you know that better than I do.
Well, I think sometimes directors can say how they define themselves, but I will leave that to journalists.
Okay, I think I'll leave that to others.
Okay, good. So, do you think that there's a drinking problem in Denmark?
Yes, I think there's a drinking problem in Denmark, but I also think that there's a lot of problems being solved by drinking in Denmark. And I think it's not only in Denmark. I think it's probably the same in Spain, I would guess.
Yeah.
I think the complexity of drinking cannot be reduced to that we have a drinking problem. Drinking is part of life. It's all over the place, and it's all over world history. And it's everywhere. And it's even socially accepted. And... if you look at world history, and you've seen the movie, I guess. So
yes.
let's talk about Churchill and his decision of sending 200,000 civilians into war. It's a decision made by a man who's probably drunk. So you can say that alcohol is a problem, but you can also say that alcohol saved a couple of 100,000 people. And so it's a very, very complex question. Well, it's a very simple question, but it'll have to be a very complex answer.
So you're making now a deep reflection on creativity, right? I mean, you say creativity needs a little help sometimes.
I think creativity consists of many things. It consists of self-esteem, courage, and curiosity. And did I say presence? And all these virtues very easily disappear in a normal, rational, everyday life. Mm-hmm. And then people use alcohol to get back into that zone. And I understand why they do that. Probably a healthy person could get back into that zone without alcohol. But the alcohol becomes a representative. It's almost like when you take the bottle and put it to your mouth, you make a contract with the world around you that you step into a certain room, a certain behavior. And as I talked about at the press conference, I don't know if you were there, but if you step into a less controlled room, it's a pact with the uncontrollable, the spontaneous, the here and now. And that's what's very interesting and very powerful. And that's, I think, I don't know, but I guess Churchill has been in that room, that decision. He's made a completely irrational, but still a genius decision. It's very interesting.
I'd like to ask you about your artistic partnership with Mads Mikkelsen. Why would you say that Mads is a fine instrument in your hands, in your films? Why do you play so well alone?
Mads is a very good friend of mine. He's a close friend of mine. We make movies together. We do work out together. Today we're going to have dinner with our wives. So we know each other really well. And there's an intimacy in how we work together. You know, even in the way I say cut, he can hear the tonality of how I say it, and he knows exactly what's wrong and what to do right. I don't even have to explain sometimes. Do you know what I'm saying? And then you can get really far if there's this. Also, we have the same age. We've seen the same movies. We've grown out of the same soil. And I guess that's part of it. But then I know this sounds like sweet talking, but there's just one thing you have to say here. He's just so crazily good. He's such a nuanced actor. He's smart, he's humorous, he's intelligent, and he knows exactly how to do this. And that always makes it the journey much richer.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about what we do, when we talk about creativity and alcohol and all this, is that there's a lot of preparation. There's a lot of rational, boring work to create a floor that you can stand on, and then you can let go, right? And Mads is a hard worker, and so am I. We dig and dig and dig and dig into this character until we know this character really well, and then you can let go. Then spontaneity and stuff can fly, that's how we do.
Mm-hmm. And going back a little bit to the coronavirus and lockdown situation, there's this old debate between the big screen and the platforms, and now it's stronger than ever, I think. How do you put yourself in this debate? Do you think that screening rooms as we know them are in danger now?
The debate about screening rooms or home screens?
Or platforms, yeah, or screening films at home.
I think it's a strong battle we have to fight to get people back together in a room experiencing a movie on a wide screen. There's no comparison between watching a movie at home and watching it with a couple of hundred other people in a screening room. And we'll have to let that go until Corona's over, but then there's a very important battle after that. A very important hill we have to get back up on to get people back into the cinemas. Togetherness in experiencing is important. That's what we do. The finest thing we can do as filmmakers is to create moments, characters, situations that people remember in a collective memory. Right, that people share and reflect on as a shared audience. And that obviously goes along with being in a screening room very often.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
I'm David Martos from the San Sebastian Film Festival, edition 68. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.